Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're tuned in to Simply Save, our money podcast, which is brought to you by HDFC Mutual Fund. I'm your host, Jerome Anthony, kicking off season 3, where we'll give you some help to manage your finances more efficiently and bust some myths to ensure your investments grow. In today's episode, I have Money Control's personal finance editor, Kezar Dadjania, who will tell us what wealthy people do or can do and you think you cannot. Hi and welcome to the show, Kezad.
Hi, Jerome. Good to be back.
Kezad, today we are going to talk about 5 successful habits of the rich and smart investor.
Correct.
These are the primary habits that have helped them make money. This is why they pick winners in their portfolios and hence their portfolios do that well. And our listeners, you'd be surprised to know that even your portfolio can go up as high as theirs. So Kezad, one of the most striking habits, or at least I've been told, of the rich investor is that they invest regularly. How important is that and what does it mean for the common man?
Okay, so obviously this is the most basic requirement that you need to have if you want to be a successful investor.
Yeah.
Because you see, the thing is that if you see a successful and a smart investor, they not only make money from their professions, from their jobs, from whatever they do for a living, but they also make their investments work for them. They also make the money work for them. So for this to happen, you need to actually invest your money regularly. Okay, so there is a very fantastic tool with all mutual funds. It's called SIP. It's called Systematic Investment Plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is not another scheme. This is a facility provided with each mutual fund scheme that allows you to invest every month regularly. Now, here's what happens, when most of our investors, they say that, okay, we'll invest, but, they don't invest regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say today they will invest some amount, next month they will invest some amount, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And something happens, the expenses shoot off in the third month. And so, everything falls flat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you kind of procrastinate. You say to yourself that yes, you would invest, but the time usually never comes because you're always busy, you get home, work so late, weekends mm-hmm. are with friends and families.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the time to invest? SIP is a beautiful facility which actually automates your investments, which means that you set up a process. It's a very simple process. Just fill up a simple form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then every month money automatically flows out from your bank account into your mutual fund. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to do a thing. And also the beauty of it all is that, you can choose the money every month. You can choose how much money you want to invest.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a fixed sum.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the first beginning of the year, mm-hmm. you choose, you say that, okay, I want to invest 500 per month.
Mm-hmm.
I want to invest 1000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you can invest at least that much, right? I mean,
right.
Nobody's telling you to invest 20,000 every month or 50,000
mm-hmm.
every month.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your salary is, whatever you could be a beginner or you could be a mid-level executive, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can at least invest 500 to 1000 rupees every month.
Right.
Start an SIP. Okay, it's a good habit. It's what distinguishes the smart investor and the rich investor from the average investor,
okay.
who basically goes running around thinking that I will invest, but that day never comes.
All right. Going forward, Kezad, many of us are always in search of the next best opportunity. We buy, sell, buy. But at the end of the day, we find we are not as rich as, the successful investors. What's the reason behind this?
So that's where habit number 2 comes,
okay?
Which is controlling your biases, which is controlling your behavior.
Okay.
So your mental behavior on how you approach your investments is just as important as investing regularly. It's just as important as how much money you get to invest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, if you invest, let's say 1000 every month, as we discussed
mm-hmm.
in an SIP, but after 6 months, if you redeem your money, or if you think that, your fund, you're not making as much money, you invest in the wrong fund, there's another fund which you think is making better money, you withdraw your money and you put in another fund. If you keep doing that, your money would never grow, your portfolio would never grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can't just always drive a car looking at the rear view mirror.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So past returns in a mutual fund is no guarantee for future performance. This is a line which is a standard a kind of a disclaimer, but it actually holds a lot of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually not just a disclaimer that people say, it's actually true. That past performance gives you an indication, but it doesn't necessarily never guarantees you returns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people are always in chase of winners. We'll
mm-hmm.
see the last year's winners and then we'll invest.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that last year's winners will not necessarily be
right.
this year's winners as well.
Right.
So the best thing is to do is select a fund which is a kind of a consistent performer, okay, middle rung performers. By middle rung, I don't mean average performer. I mean in the chart of, let's say, a top 40 funds or something, something which consistently comes anywhere, let's say, towards the middle or towards the upper middle part, it's good enough. Okay. So don't be obsessed with, let's say, the top fund or the best fund. There's no such thing as the best fund.
Okay.
Another way of approaching this is that every mutual fund scheme is supposed to benchmark its performance against an external benchmark index. Okay. All you need to see is that whether your fund is consistently outperforming that particular benchmark index.
Okay.
Because that's the easiest way for you to compare. Because when I say that, you know, you have to compare with your peers or with your other categories of funds, it becomes a little difficult for you to gather the data. Who's going to give you that data, right? But benchmark performance, everybody gives, all mutual funds give in the fact sheet. So take a look at your fund's performance. Take a look at your fund's benchmark performance.
Okay.
If the fund's performance is more than the benchmark performance on a regular basis,
that's
more or less it's a good fund.
All right.
Okay. So talk to your distributor. Ask these questions. Talk to your advisor. When you ask, talk to them, sit with them, ask these kind of questions. Has my fund perform consistently? What is this consistency about? Ask them.
Sure. Just some time back, you mentioned, even me at times, you know, I invest randomly. Like, suppose just for example, I'd invest 2K this month, then 1,000 the next month. After that, you know, some shortcoming would happen. I'm not left with something to invest. So what do you think? What's the best thing to do in such a situation?
So another good habit, Jerome, as you pointed out, is goals. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, you assume a football field, right? I mean, there are two goalposts either side. So where do you hit the ball? What's your final target? You have to hit the ball in the goalpost, right? You just can't hit the ball in the stands, or you don't hit the ball with the players and all that. You know, it's very random. You have to take the ball to the goalpost. Similarly, in your investments, when you go, when you are investing, you have to think of a goal. Your goal is what you want to do with your money. Okay. Depending on your goal, then you work around, you work backwards and figure out how much you want to invest. Every investment should have a purpose. You should be looking at some expense or some future aspiration that you want to meet by putting money. Don't just invest anything and everything everywhere. Okay. So, for example, let me give you an example. Suppose, let's say, if you are a parent and if you have a kid, if you want to send your child to, let's say, an IIM, okay, considered to be the premier most education, MBA education institute in the country. Okay. So, obviously, if you are 14 years away from your goal, okay, you have to estimate how much your, how much the cost of education is going to be 14 years hence. Okay, not as of today's. Not just investing any amount, saying that, you know, I invest 10,000 towards my children's education at IIM, and that's going to fulfill. It may not fulfill. It may not be enough.
Okay.
So estimate how many years you have. Estimate what is the present cost. The present cost in an IIM is about 20 lakh.
Right.
14. If you have 14 years, if a child has 14 years more to go to an IIM, then after 14 years, you know how much your two-year MBA is going to cost you? It's going to cost you about 87 lakh.
Whoa.
Okay, so it's, you can't imagine that figure now.
Yeah.
But with inflation, it's going to become a reality.
Okay.
So, you know, when I did my MBA in a Bombay institute, it costs about 1 to 2 lakh rupees. That was years ago.
Okay.
So things have definitely changed. Inflation is there. Okay. So everything will become more expensive. So how do you save 87 lakh rupees 14 years from now? You do a backward calculation. Okay. And that's how you come at a figure of 20,000. Now you tell me, if you would have been investing, let's say, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 randomly anywhere, you wouldn't have reached that goal even 14 years. Suppose if your kid is 20 years away from going to IIM, then working backwards, you need to invest about 8 to 10,000 every month.
Okay.
Okay. So that's how intelligently you invest. Of course, regular investing, SIP, good habit. Okay. But you know, you need to structure it also at the same time and invest meaningfully.
Right. Kesar, another thing, some successful investors tend to focus on expenses and try and understand the need to do whatever it takes to get their portfolio right. Can you tell us, can you delve more into this?
Okay, so that's where habit number four comes. Good habit number four comes is also not just about investments. It's about your expenses also.
Right, right.
Okay, keep your expenses in check. I'm not saying you shouldn't spend. Obviously, you should spend. And even rich investors, by the way, also do.
Okay.
But the smart rich people always keep their expenses in check. Yes, they do spend. Okay. But they spend and they also invest regularly. What we can take away from it, we also have our expenses, right? So normally what we do is that, especially people who start out working, the millennials, okay, mm-hmm. they spend whatever they want to spend on, mm-hmm. and then whatever bacha kucha little bit is left as a residue amount, they said, okay, we can now invest this amount in that amount. Okay. So they focus too much on their expenses and not much on their investments.
Alright.
So my simple advice is, you just tweak your approach a little bit, spend whatever you have to spend, mm-hmm. okay, give yourself some leeway for some entertainment expenses, mm-hmm. and then fix an amount every month what you can invest, and that amount you shouldn't change. So then what happens is your expenses get tuned to your income, mm-hmm. or rather your investments, mm-hmm. rather than the other way around. Like, make your investments depend on your expenses.
Right.
Make the other way around. Make your expenses depend on your investment.
All right. Lastly, Kezad, rich investors often diversify. Can I not just put all my money in equity funds or fixed deposit? Is there any need to diversify?
Of course, there's need to diversify, and that is another good habit that you must all inculcate.
Okay.
You can't put all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's mm-hmm. something we've learned growing up. Mm-hmm. So you can't just put money in just fixed deposits or just equity funds. If you put all your money in just equity funds, it's too risky, mm-hmm. right? If you put all your money in fixed deposits, it's too conservative,
right?
And your money is locked in for a long period of time, so you sacrifice liquidity. So you have to sort of diversify across products, you have to diversify across asset classes, mm-hmm. have equity, have debt, mm-hmm. have fixed income, have a little bit of gold. Mm-hmm. Right. So you have to, you know, diversify all these asset classes, because it sort of enables you to earn a mix of high returns, mm-hmm. plus it enables you liquidity. It takes care of your short-term expenses as well as long-term expenses and mm-hmm. long-term aspirations. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've seen portfolios in 2007, 2008, 20 mutual funds, 40 mutual funds, 50 mutual funds. And you know what? 99% of it would have it in infrastructure funds.
Okay.
Or 90% would have it in funds which were new fund offers in those days.
Okay.
It was the rage in those days, if you remember, 2007 mm-hmm. market boom.
Okay.
So what happens is that when one segment of the market goes down, your entire portfolio just goes down. Mm-hmm. So to balance the upswings and the downswings, you have to have different kind of products in your portfolio, so that if one doesn't work, the other will automatically work, and if other doesn't work, this one will work.
Okay.
So diversify.
All right. Thanks so much, Kezad, for these insightful points. Can you just recap once what is the best habit and
sure.
the five habits that we
the
just
five
spoke
habits
of?
Yes. Right. Okay. So one, we said SIP, that is invest regularly. Mm-hmm. The other is controlling your behavior and biases. Please control your behavior and please control your biases. Mm-hmm. Third habit is focus on your goals. Mm-hmm. Do goal-based planning, not okay. just any investing. Mm-hmm. Okay, your habit number four is about focus on your expenses.
Right.
Keep your expenses in check. Mm-hmm. Spend, have mm-hmm. fun, spend money, you know, go on holidays, eat food, mm-hmm. drink, be merry, mm-hmm. but keep a limit on your expenses.
Right.
And number five, you have to diversify across asset classes. Mm-hmm. Don't just have all your eggs in one basket.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kezad. With that, we wrap this episode of the Simply Save podcast, which was brought to you by HDFC Mutual Fund. Remember, folks, mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully. In case you have any query and you'd want Kezad to answer that, do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.